This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Manifestation Therapy, your trusted source for wisdom on the universal principles and the transformative magic integrating manifestation with the people that you support. I'm your host, Judy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this enlightening journey with you. In every episode, we'll unravel the timeless secrets of the universe, explore the art of conscious creation, and dive deep into manifestation therapy's incredible potential. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or just starting your quest for a more abundant and fulfilling life for yourself and your clients, this podcast will support your growth, inspiration, and empowerment. So let's ignite the power within, align our thoughts with the energy we desire, and be our best potential. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy's podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Manifestation Therapy podcast. I'm Judy, and today we're going to talk about the fabulous law of rhythm. So the law of rhythm states that everything in the universe operates in cycles, patterns, and of course, rhythms. It continues from the law of polarity by suggesting that life is characterized by alternating phases of expansion and contraction, activity and rest, or growth and decline. It states that there are negative parts of every cycle. So we should never expect everything to always go positive and well and fun. There are going to be down times. However, it's how we take those down times in our thoughts and emotions. There are also positive parts to every cycle. Like seasons and the weather, there will always be ups and downs that exist. There's always going to be change. When we move through a cycle, knowing that there will be negatives and positives to come, it opens up a better awareness of where we are. And with our own energetic experiences, thoughts, and emotions, we can develop a better resiliency towards times that might not be as positive as other times. I have always heard clients state, "When are things going to be good for me?" or "Things are always down for me." It's just not true. Number one, things are never going to be perfect because life isn't linear. Life is about ups and downs. Mental health is actually defined by a lot of people in how it goes with the ups and downs. Knowing that there's going to be a down when we're up and knowing that there's going to be an up when we're down. Within manifestation therapy, the law of rhythm relates to how individuals can navigate the natural rhythms and cycles of life to enhance their healing and the success in reaching their goals. As professionals, as therapists or coaches, we can help individuals develop this awareness of the natural cycles and rhythms in their lives by pointing out when particular times were perhaps a little lower than they are or were better than they are currently. It may include engaging individuals to recognize the seasons of change, their ups and downs, the ebb and flow of energy and motivation that has happened. By understanding and acknowledging the presence of these cycles, individuals can avoid getting discouraged during periods of apparent stagnation and decline. We can learn to trust that there's going to be natural rhythms at play and that a phase of expansion and growth will follow. I spent months in the fall just kind of feeling blah and down and really unmotivated. But it was after a period where I had been writing like crazy and putting in a lot of effort and motivation into my side business. So I thought that maybe I was just tired, but I kind of recognized it as just part of the rhythm. It was a time to rejuvenate and re-energize myself. The law of rhythm reminds us that personal growth actually takes time. It's not done overnight. In therapy, individuals can cultivate patience and trust in the process. We engage others in recognizing that there are periods where positive energy effects may not be immediately apparent, but we are still progressing towards our goals. Supporting others through strategies to stay committed and maintain a positive mindset, even in challenging phases, helps to develop faith that the desired outcomes will manifest in due time. So it helps us understand that it's coming. The law of rhythm encourages everyone to align with the natural flow of energy, but also with opportunity. So we can educate others to recognize when it's appropriate to take action and when it's beneficial to rest and reflect. And there's a lot more of that with the law of gender when we get there. By attuning ourselves to the rhythm of our own energy and intuition, we can make decisions and take inspired actions that are in alignment with our own desired goals. It becomes easier to recognize when we need to seize opportunities and when it's necessary to allow space for integration and rejuvenation. But that also goes in our professional lives. So we can learn the rhythm of working with others as when they need our support and when they need to hear our feedback and when it's okay to just sit back in silence and allow their own processing to happen. The law of rhythm highlights the need for adaptability and flexibility in the therapeutic process. Think of the law of rhythm like surfing. So sometimes the waves are huge, and I'm not a surfer, but, and other times they're small. It's all about riding the waves, adapting the approach to the rhythm of the ocean. So it's similar with manifestation. The law of rhythm reminds us that life has its ups and downs, just like the waves. So when we're manifesting, when we're reaching our goals, we need to roll with the punches or with the energy. Sometimes things might not go as planned, and that's okay. It's all about being flexible, adjusting our mindset and actions to the flow of what's happening in our lives. For example, let's say a client wants to manifest a new job. Maybe there are days where they feel super confident and motivated, and that's when they're riding high in the waves. Other days, maybe there's rejection or setbacks. Maybe they begin to feel like they're paddling against the current. Instead of allowing them to get completely discouraged and give up, adapt. That's what they need to do. So maybe support them in tweaking their resume or networking more or exploring the opportunities that come to them. Maybe they have become rigid in how it has to happen and they need to let go of the how and just go with the flow. Trust that things will work out in their own time. It's about the end result, not how they're getting to the result. So the law of rhythm in manifestation therapy is all about staying adaptable and flexible. It's like that surfer that catches the waves, embraces the ebbs and flows of the journey towards reaching the desired goal. We can support individuals in developing resiliency and the ability to adjust their strategies and approaches when needed. So really, resiliency is a key concept both in therapy, in psychology, and in life coaching, albeit it's approached from very different perspectives, including with manifestation. In therapy, resiliency refers to an individual's ability to cope with and bounce back from adversity, trauma, or stress. Often therapists will work with clients to cultivate this resiliency by helping them develop coping skills through cognitive behavioral therapy or dialectical behavioral therapy, through emotional regulation techniques, or through building a positive mindset. This involves building self-awareness, fostering adaptive beliefs, and strengthening social support networks. It's all area of their lives that kind of needs a check. Through therapy, individuals can learn to navigate their challenges that they face more effectively, manage difficult emotions, and they learn to cultivate a sense of inner strength, and they find their resiliency.
If someone is coming to you with a history of trauma, with PTSD, with complex trauma, with childhood adverse experiences, they have resiliency. So pointing that out, that just the fact that they're sitting in your office or across the screen shows their strength, is really positive. In the context of manifestation, resiliency is more about involving and maintaining that positive mindset and the unwavering belief in the process. That even in the face of setbacks or obstacles, whatever the goal is coming. It's all about persisting in the pursuit of those goals, despite temporary failures or delays. And it's all about trusting that it's achievable to reach the desired outcome. Resiliency in manifestation therapy entails staying focused on intention, helping with visualizations, affirmations, but it's also about being open to adapting strategies and taking inspired action towards manifestation of our desired goals. Overall, resiliency in therapy focuses on building psychological strength and coping skills to navigate the challenges that come, while resiliency involves maintaining faith and persistence in the process of reaching goals and desires, despite external circumstances. Both perspectives combined emphasize the importance of resiliency as a fundamental aspect of personal growth, healing, and success. In recognizing life's rhythms, we can bring unexpected changes of detours. People can adapt planning without losing sight of the ultimate goals. So embracing all those fluctuations and adjusting actions and expectations can be really helpful. Working in harmony with the law of rhythm, individuals in manifestation therapy can navigate the cycles and rhythms of life to enhance the process of healing and reaching goals. By developing awareness, patience, trust, alignment, flexibility, and adaptability, individuals can align their energy and actions with the natural flow of life, leading to a more effective personal growth. So let's take an example here. I'm going to choose Diane. So Diane came to therapy. She was struggling with grief over losing her mother. She was struggling with a job that wasn't paying the bills. And she was in a very unhappy relationship with her husband of, I think it was about 5-6 years. She wanted kids. He did not. He didn't want to help her with her financial. They were very segregated in a marriage. And she was struggling with stress, suicidal ideation, and just very, very low. So first of all, I did what I suggested earlier, and I encouraged her in the fact of her resiliency just to show up after the history that she'd had, after everything that she'd been through previously. And then we looked at goals. So her goal was to find a new job, to either get happy in her current relationship or find another one and get out of the current one. And she wanted children in her future. So we began by focusing on one area at a time, but kind of overall by focusing on her mindset. So she began by doing a gratitude journal, finding some affirmations that opened up opportunities for her. And she began to take the opportunities as they came. Within a year, which is a pretty short time, really, she had gotten a new job, was out of debt, had found a new apartment for herself and left the unhappy marriage after discovering he was cheating on her. So that opened the door for her to walk out much easier. And she was dating someone who wanted a family with her. So all her entire life had changed, and she had a downspill where I think it was an uncle that had passed away. And so she had been triggered back into that state of grief. I pointed out the amount of changes that had happened in the past year. And when she kind of looked at that and looked at the rhythm and how things changed, it allowed her to go through the space she needed to grieve for that death and also to see that things wouldn't always be down, that she could celebrate the changes that had happened in her life and know that there was going to be more ups coming. Last I heard, she fired me, which is always my goal, and she was pregnant. So life has a surprising way of creating these patterns and opportunities and is in a constant state of rhythm. So I hope you have learned something with me today. Be your best potential. Like and share. Please check out my website, www.manifestationtherapy.com, and my Insta at manifestationtherapy. Have a great day.